Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Ken Melander and John Wagner down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we've got a lengthy and a very interesting interview with Hayward area fishing guide Chuck Roll, and Chuck offers some great tips for spring and summer fishing. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Cruise the lake on a best-selling Sun Tracker pontoon from Hayward Power Sports. Scoop up one of our few remaining 2019 Sun Trackers. Even though these are new pontoons, they're considered non-current, allowing us to offer them at below minimum advertised pricing. Or check out the lineup of the new 2020 models with the Tracker Promise, the best factory warranty in the business, and Tracker's no-hassle, no-haggle value pricing coast-to-coast. This is Johnny inviting you to Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, or online at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturday. Lynn's will be open on Sunday Memorial Weekend, but closed on Monday. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, right next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. We're down here recording with Ken down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and Ken, finally we got everything open, looks like.
Yeah, water is probably still in the upper 40s, maybe coming into 50s, and we have a warm trend coming, but hopefully this weekend on Sunday it's a warm rain, and then after that you would expect a big movement towards the shallows.
Well, since the opener, what have you heard as far as the walleye fishing out there?
Reaction baits are still in play. Jig and minnow is probably your most common presentation right now, and that anywhere from 4 to 10 feet.
You heard anything on guys using crankbaits or anything, especially in the evenings?
Mainly jerk baits and some medium dive crankbaits, but jerk baits seem to be better.
I know there's been a lot of different lakes. I don't want to get in and talking about different lakes, but panfish, crappies. I've had reports that guys are seeing crappies up in skinny water on some lakes and other lakes not.
Depends upon what lake you're on. Some of them don't have much choice but to go to the bog bays or the lily pads where it has a muck bottom and that warms up, usually about 5-6 degrees warmer than the main lake basin. So they'll come up and make a big swing and be there for a few hours each day and then pull back out. And usually you can find them in the water temps in upper 50 or low 50s in the red top cabbage that grows anywhere from 3 to 7 feet, and that absorbs a lot of heat. So they'll be suspended probably in the middle of the water column next to them, and then they'll cruise around trying to look for some hard bottom to, you know, spawn and stuff.
You know, you mentioned something that's interesting there, a lot of people overlook, but you got different kinds of weeds out there, but that red cabbage always seems to be a fish magnet, especially early in the year.
Yes, it does, and it doesn't grow on every lake. And another thing that crappies really like is old reeds. You'll find a lot of good crappies next old reeds, and that grows up to 4 feet too, but and sometimes you can't see them without polarized glasses.
You bet. Well, that's probably the smartest thing guys can do here as these fish start to get up in the shallows. Rather than rely on your electronics, that's fine if they're out in 8, 10, 12 feet of water. But once you get up in that skinny water, you know, you just use a good pair of polarized glasses and kind of slowly sneak along the shorelines. You can usually find fish.
Well, yeah, that really isn't important. But one thing you can do with the electronics is go on the edge of the weed lines anywhere from 6 to 9 feet. And find where all the bait is, and you know, you could run four bays and all the bait are on two bays. I would just concentrate your fishing on those two bays.
You bet. You know, let's talk about bass fishing. I mean, there'll be a few guys out there bass fishing now. It's going to be mostly catch and release on a smallmouth, but I guess the largemouth is open on some lakes. But how about the bass fishing? I know you like to bass fish.
Right now, reaction baits, you know, like spinner baits can be really good, and jig on timber can be good. And but in the next week or so, what is it now, the 15th today, in the next week or so, you're going to see a movement into the shallows, and them stick worms work really, really well. And then the frog bite will catches on there too, which will be good for shit probably another till the end of June, not unless the water warms up over 70.
You know, and actually the end of May and early part of June seems to be actually better than the early part of May, and that's pretty consistent.
Yeah, the fish are a little more concentrated. They did telemetry studies in Minnesota. We did it in April along with the Minnesota Bass Federation and the DNR. And we tagged 12 females at 3 to 3.5 pounds, and this was on Lake Minnetonka. And that was, I think it was around April 24th, and the bass traveled 9 miles within one day's period. So till that water temp gets above 55, there's a lot of fish traveling great distances on a lake.
You bet. And northern pike action, that's usually good in the spring too, like this, especially. We got pike in every lake now.
Yeah, and they love a red rattle trap. So if you want to catch a bunch of them, get a red rattle trap. You'll lose a few, not unless you use a big leader, but they love it.
You bet. You know, talk about the shop here. I know you're down at the shop. You guys got a lot of new stuff in here. Now you do?
Yeah, yes, we do. In fact, we feel that COVID-19 hasn't affected us that much since we opened up our doors. So I like to see that people getting out and enjoying nature and fishing, and especially taking their kids fishing.
Yeah, and now we officially were open as we're a couple of days ago or yesterday, I guess, as we're speaking here, everything's open. All the businesses are going to be able to operate. The guides are going to be able to go out, you know, just a lot of, and I expect there's going to be quite a few people up here, but you still need to be, you know, cognizant of the fact that yeah, the virus is out there, and just be careful.
Yeah, I just recommend the guys to get out there and just have the customer meet you at the access. That way there's no initial close contact. And, I think that just helps protect everybody.
You know, our Basque League here, we got a Basque club here in Hayward. I suppose they're going to be out starting kicking off everything, too. They already had a couple outings, but they weren't actually competing or doing what they do.
No, they didn't have any official weigh-ins because they didn't want to have any congregation of people. So I haven't communicated with them as far as what the new rules that they implemented are going to cover after the governor lifted the regulations.
You bet. Well, Ken, thanks for all that good information. I'm going to switch over to talk to John here a little bit about docks here.
Well, thank you, John.
We've been talking to Ken, and now I got John Wagner in here down at Hayward Bait. And John, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. You know, you've been really busy with the docks and lifts and stuff.
Yeah, it's the time of year. We have a lot of customers coming in. They're looking to put a new lift on their new boat and new dock systems, or they might have bought a new cabin and need some way of getting out on the lake. We have the product to sell them.
You know, and with the way everything went this spring and a lot of places closed and everything, boy, it's going to be all condensed into a short time. Everybody's got to get everything done, so everybody wants their dock and lift, and you guys have been real busy at it.
Yeah, we have been. We have been putting a lot of docks and lifts in the water here the last few weeks, and we probably will continue to be busy beyond Memorial Day, and the good thing is we have it in stock.
What have you got, or what do you carry here?
We carry Shoremaster docks and lifts.
Yeah, and you got a pretty good selection of everything, or you at least try to, or you're getting...
Yeah, no, we have a good selection. I'm keeping it full. As we sell stuff, I keep getting more in, and so we can usually get it to you pretty fast.
And so if they want to come in here, they can check for what they want to need for tackle and everything else, and maybe get some tips on the lake and get set up with a new dock and a new lift.
Yeah, I'm here to help them out. Every application requires something different as far as dock and lift goes, and we have the application as far as docks and lifts for their needs.
You bet. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time with our listeners here, John.
Thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know, we're going to have to take a break and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week for you. And when we come back, we've got an interesting interview with one of the Hayward area fishing guides, Chuck Roll. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports provides you the ultimate fishing experience with Lund boats. Lund's exclusive IPS hull provides precise boat control and a soft, dry ride, no matter how rough the water is. Add in Lund's state-of-the-art live wells, ultra-comfort seats, and ample storage, and you're ready to fish like a pro. Plus, Lund boats hold their value like no other. I'm Johnny, and I want to show you the ultimate fishing experience with a Lund from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Or call us at 715-462-3674.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors with myself, John Myrie. And folks, you know, over the years on the radio show here, we've had a chance to talk to many different pro fishermen and some of the professional guides out there in getting tips out there and a lot of information to help people out there catch more fish and enjoy the outdoors a little bit more. On this week's show, we had a chance to talk to one of the Hayward area guides that I've talked to before on occasion, Chuck Roll, and Chuck gives us some great tips for spring and summer fishing. So let's hear what Chuck had to say in the first part of that interview. We're talking to Hayward area fishing guide Chuck Roll, and Chuck, I caught you actually out on the lake, not guiding, but you're just out there fishing, right?
Yeah, you did, John. I just decided to pop in and just see what's biting today, and first day we've had in a while. It's overcast and not too cold. It hasn't actually froze too hard for the first time last night.
Well, this actually is driving a lot of us nuts out there, the fact that we can't get out and guide, but we can get out and fish. And we've had some decent days, but we've had some pretty cold there for a few days there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we've gone, well, more days than not lately that it's been in the 20s that night, actually.
You bet. Well, you know, talking about the fishing, the walleye fishing this year has actually been pretty good from all the reports I get. And, you know, guys that want to go after them early walleyes, what kind of tips can you give them as far as finding and catching those fish?
Well, I'm having an excellent season this year so far, not guide-wise, but fishing-wise, yeah. The walleye bite has been tremendous, actually, better than I've ever seen. I've seen some big walleyes coming in. And, you know, this is just my boat, but I have not seen any spawning activity at all ever since opening weekend. Like, I haven't seen any Milton walleyes, which just kind of surprises me. And I'm seeing a lot of female size, bigger walleyes coming in. And so that way it's you know, it's kind of looking up. It's like we're maybe ahead of schedule for somehow, you know. And I'm still finding them fairly shallow, but they are starting to reach out to 11 feet of water or so, I see. And then I mark a lot of fish in the deeper water. And if you really work those, you can get those to bite. But they seem to be walleyes that are a little more finicky in my book. I can't get them that active. A lot of times you come up with short bites when you go out deep, it seems like.
And that water is a little bit colder down there. I think as the water warms up, they get a little bit more active. Has it been jig bite? You been getting fish on crankbaits, what, slip bobbers, what?
I will go with a jig or a slip bobber. Mostly using minnows, but I am casting. If I can find a nice especially a windy shoreline with some structure, I will cast up into there with a, you know, a crankbait of sorts. I like to use bright colors this time of year. And, yeah, that's been pretty productive for some bigger walleyes.
You guys are heading out on a lake like the Flowage, a Chippewa Flowage, or any Flowage lake. Where would you tell them to try looking for? What exactly would you be looking for?
Well, you know, with the electronics nowadays, I'm mostly looking at my electronics and hitting a variety of everything. And, you know, there's a lot of fish out in that deep water like we just talked, and that looks inviting, but I mostly look for shallow water. It just seems like those fish are, I think they might sit out in that deep water, John, and then they come in to feed. And so you're just basically going to the restaurant when you're throwing up in that shallow water. You know, they're there to do one thing, is fill their bellies, perhaps, or spawn still. But I think that's all done, or at least very much on the tail end of it.
Yeah, we're looking at, so, you know, weeds, and weeds are, isolated patches of weeds are typically good this time of year. And if you find wood, even if you got wood with some rock mixed in with it, or weed, that seems to be better yet. Just look for that. I look for them little isolated spots that are going to have the best potential to find fish. And you can find that with your site imaging and your locator pretty easily.
Yeah, you can. And you hit it, you know, like if you go into a weed bed and, sometimes I'll go into a weed bed and I will catch absolutely nothing and think, well, I should give up here, you know, there's nothing here. And then I'll try one, two more spots in the same weed bed and start looking around. And sure enough, it's not always, it's something very complicated underneath there that is hard to understand. But, and I used to see it more when I used to use an anchor, actually. Now we all use the iPilot anchor deal. But I'd be getting walleyes in the weeds in this area, and every time in that area, or, you know, close to that area, those walleyes would be in this great big weed bed. And then you just know by when you're picking up your anchor, oh, well, there's mud over here on the anchor, and when I pull up over here, it's sand. And, well, they're just, you know, like a transition in the bottom, plus it's in the weeds, and plus if you could find, you know, a stump or whatever, yeah, that's all in the equation of, you know, a good spot. Basically.
Well, you know, and it actually, it pays to take up time to look around out there, because no matter what lake you're on, in the Clearwater lakes, I think they'll probably tend to be just a little bit deeper than they will on the Flowages, but, you know, you just take the time to look around and don't just go out to your favorite spot and start fishing. I try to find the fish and either visibly see them on my locator, or find an area that I know has got to have fish in it before I actually sit down and start fishing.
Yeah, and you said that, you know, it's a lot of people are very tunnel vision, and when I guide people, and you probably do the same, but I tell them, you know, okay, this is a good spot here. This is where they're hitting, but don't just pay attention to the spot every time you come out. You know, don't just sit anchored in this one area. Pay attention what this is, you know, maybe it's the right depth of weeds, or maybe it's, you know, it's something that you can go match up, as long as you do a little bit of homework and just start looking around. And if you can hit or find a half dozen spots like that, now you don't have to depend on that one spot. And plus, there's always a, you know, a wind situation that will help you more than other times. And most of the time it's lake right now, I try to find the windy side of the lake and then get on that structure, and that really does seem to be the key this time of year.
Well, you know, you mentioned, we were talking about weeds a little bit before, you know, find something different in that weed bed. And I know there's people out there probably not gonna want to hear what I'm going to say right now, but if you're on a lake that has Eurasian milfoil in it and you've got cabbage weeds, you find that patch, isolated patch of milfoil, you're probably going to find walleyes there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that most people look at milfoil as an evil thing unless you're a fisherman, and then you really realize how milfoil actually is something that fish attract to. And I don't know for a fact, but, you know, it's a lot of vegetation. It's growing up new right now. There's just got to be a ton of oxygen in that might attract them. But it's not only walleyes. It attracts every fish, every species of fish. On a clear day, a lot of times you can look down at it and you can see varieties of fish down in it, you know, and so it's beautiful stuff, actually, in my book.
Well, folks, you know we're going to have to take another break yet again here and hear from more of those fine sponsors that help make this show possible every week. We come back, we'll have the second part of that interview with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Chuck Rowe. So stay tuned. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783. Carlson Motorsports is Hayward's newest auto dealership. If you're looking for a used vehicle, stop in today. Carlson Motorsports is located just north of the intersection of Highway 63 and 77 on Windrose Lane. Give them a call today at 715-634-1347.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. We're going to jump right back into the second part of that interview with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Chuck Rowe.
I know you've been doing some trolling too. As the water warms up a little bit here, you'll probably do a little bit of trolling, especially for pike.
Yeah, you know, I haven't really targeted pike yet. I'm just getting them while walleye fishing. And I, yeah, definitely though. Just pulling some stick baits along at a little faster clip, and you will get a lot of northern action, and that's great for you know, taking kids out or whatever, and just people that don't really want to, you know, do all the whole jigging off the bottom and doing all the right things. If you just throw some rods on in some rod racks, or I like to just have each person just hold on to their own rod, and when they get a hit, they actually feel that strike, and then I just turn off the motor, and then basically, you're not dragging that fish to death before you're fighting them. I turn the boat, turn the motor, and they're fighting that fish in right from the get-go, and it's a good time.
Well, it all depends on the conditions, too, and the lake you're on, but it's actually pretty effective for walleyes, too, I found.
Oh, sure, yeah. The only difference probably between the two is just the speed. You got to slow down for northern and walleye and speed up a little more for northern, but
you bet.
Yes, definitely.
Let's talk about panfish here. You know, lakes like the Chippewa Flowage and Nelson Lake and a whole bunch of other lakes around are notorious for good panfish action. Usually we get that somewhere in mid to late May. I know there was some guys out shooting some YouTube videos and stuff and getting some crappies up shallow way early in the season, but typically most of those fish aren't shallow right now yet as we're speaking, but as soon as that water gets up into that 60-some degree range, I expect there's going to be a lot of those panfish up shallow.
Yeah, you know, I got to disagree with that. Last two lakes I've been at, I did sneak up into bays, and I actually saw an impressive amount of crappies up in the shallows. And the water is, I'm sitting on 53 degrees right now, and it was bouncing probably between 52 to 54 degrees when I saw those crappies. And most of them were males, but, you know, it... And at the same point, I couldn't get hardly a one to bite, but I definitely saw them up there.
Yeah, and yeah. Usually we, you know, I haven't been out a lot for crappies. I've been mostly walleye fishing when I've been out, but in the lakes I've been on, there hasn't been any crappies up shallow. But, you know, that varies from lake to lake and from day to day, and, you know, all the way through, I mean, you can usually find some shallow, but they'll be up there doing their spawn thing sometime later on the month here, I think.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, weather providing, of course, it does have to get up. Like you said, I believe 62 is a magical number that they're kind of looking for the spawning. But it's, yeah, they'll definitely be either, you know, close to the shallows or in the shallows.
I know you mentioned, Chuck, you mentioned you were in bays and you could see them. And that's one of the key things that a lot of people have to understand is that when you got those crappies up shallow, the most valuable thing you have in your electronics in your boat would be your temperature gauge. But other than that, your most valuable thing is your own eyeballs. And if you've got good polarized glasses and you kind of cruise around with that trolling motor in some of these bays, you'll actually be able to see those bluegills and crappies once they get up in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you'll see more than just that, too. I mean, there's bass and heck, there's hardly a time I don't go up into a crappie bay and see a muskie, which is interesting, you know, just pointing it out and looking at it. And, everything's up in the shallows right now. I just need the right day to be seeing down in there, and it's like looking in the aquarium.
Yeah, the one thing people need to understand is those fish get really spooky up there, though, too. And if you go in there and you see a bunch of them and you get too close to them and you sit down right away thinking you're going to catch them, chances are you won't. But then if you kind of leave that spot and look around some more and come back and sneak in on it and keep your distance out from it, you're more apt to catch those fish, I think.
And then there's days where it's so sunny and so beautiful, those bluebird days, that there's a lot of times where I get frustrated and I cannot get hardly a bite on those fish. And it's fun to look at. I mean, you're looking at hundreds, maybe even thousands of fish, and your catch percentage is very small on some days.
Yeah, you know, and I think we've got some excellent pan fishing up here on a lot of different lakes. I am seeing the size going down a little bit on some of the lakes, and I think that might be due to just the fact that there's so much pressure put on the pan fish.
Yeah, definitely, I think so. And you know, I'm really kind of worried about this whole COVID-19 and how everybody's kind of, in their mindset that you need to be stocking up. And I'm sort of really worried that this year, in everybody's mind, to keep extra fish is an answer. And I hope that's not a hurting factor if everybody just, decide to put everything in the live well that they possibly can. And once this passes, everything gets back to normal, hopefully.
I know that, license sales for fishing license in Wisconsin and Minnesota both are way, way up compared to the previous year.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. That's kind of shocks me. But I suppose, I'm not seeing the fishing pressure, I guess, on the water, per se. But I do see some boats, but we really haven't hit our tourist season yet, so we'll have to find out here next month.
Well, hopefully we get a bunch up here, and I know you probably got a lot of openings yet right now. I've had some quite a few cancellations, and and I think most of the guides have had I've had cancellations clear into June and July, and I hopefully we can fill some of that once we get going here.
I think everybody's chomping at the bit. I from what I hear from all the customers that I talk to, most people are fairly sick of this and they're ready to get on with life. And I think a vacation is what a lot of people could use right now.
You bet. And I think we're going to get back earlier. I know I think the Minnesota guides might be, they may have another extension coming in over there. It sounds like where they can't work. But it sounds like we're going to be able to go back to work. We're going to have to practice some of these COVID safety regulations and stuff, but we're going to be able to go back. And if somebody's looking to get a hold of you to get out and do some fishing, how do they get a hold of you, Chuck?
Well, phone's the best. What you just called me on, John. My phone number is 715-699-2045, or just check out Chuck Roll's Guide Service on the internet and be the best way.
Well, good. And I hope you have a good day out there and catch a few fish. It's a nice day. I hope it doesn't rain later today, but I think it will probably. But you have a good day out there, Chuck.
You bet, John. Hey, I haven't caught a fish yet, but I'm having a great day right now. And if I don't catch a fish, I still have a great day. So scouting around.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later, man.
Well, that was a very interesting interview with Chuck, and Chuck had a lot of good tips there and a lot of good information. And it's always interesting, and we try to get more and more different guides and some of the guides on there to help them out with their business, but also for them to be able to help you out to catch a few more fish and enjoy our great northern outdoors here. Anyway, we're about out of time for this week, folks. I want to remind you that if you miss a show, you can always get that show from our website. Go to wnoradio.net, and from there you can click on links to go to our podcast site. And it's also on Facebook. There's links to it. And it's on Spotify on your phone. Lots of different ways to listen to the show to catch up on it if you miss one week. Anyway, we're out of time for this week. I hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of the great fishing out there in the spring and enjoy our outdoors. And be safe out there, everyone. We're out of time for this week, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show.
Me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.